Yeah, it's a very happy day in the town. The official opening is a big day, and there's quite a few people gathering here for the occasion, you know, and it'll be a good day. But the real thing behind it is the fact that the hospital is now open and will continue to open on a phased basis, and we're very happy for that for the whole region of South Donegal and North Sligo and North Leitrim. It will make a difference. We'll see the next phase of it hopefully in early July, when the 20-bed short stay ward will open next, and hopefully we'll have a long stay ward alongside that opening as well, all depending on staff recruitment, which I believe is going quite well at the moment, and we hope it'll continue to do so. But today is a great day. Very happy. I've got my happy socks on, and I'm delighted to see the doors open, and you know, the staff here and the patients inside, all part of the excitement of the day.
Would you not like to be opening a fully functional hospital today, though?
That's true. I mean, the original plan, as I understand, was that it would be fully open by the end of 2024. So you could say that that's on track. But it has been, there's no doubt about it, it has been sitting here ready to open for a long, long time. And I think just the process has been very slow in terms of the recruitment of that. I understand there's reasons and there's a process and there's negotiations. And thankfully, those negotiations, though they were prolonged, they're successful now, and there's full permission and go ahead to recruit all the staff. We're talking about 147 staff, so that's going to make a massive difference to the area. It'll provide brilliant care for the people, but it'll also aid the local economy. When you see 147 people employed in one corner of a small town in South Donegal, it's a really good news story, so I'm very happy about that.